This is the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with head coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marshland Credit Union, Lou Sobke of Brunswick, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Aaron Beck.
Welcome to the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with head coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Aaron Beck. The head coaches show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, and by Lo Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brantley County Herons, Coach David Shores.
Hey, Aaron. How you doing, man?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. I know we're close to game day, so I'll try to keep you a little short today. But wanted to start by talking a little bit about last week with the game against the Charlton County Indians. As someone who watched last year's game and this year's game, I got to say this year was way more competitive. It was close even to the very end. What were some of the biggest areas that you saw improvement from last year's game to this year's game?
Well, you know, honestly, Aaron, I think we just played a little cleaner game than we did last year. I'm not into moral victories, and nobody is around here, you know, so I don't see it as big positive. But, you know, cutting that score in half, I think it was 62-13 last year, mm-hmm. Ends up, you know, 32-13 this year. We had them 26-13 to the very last play of the game, right. Through a pick six. So, you know, it definitely made some improvements from year one to year two. You know, you got them 6-0 to the last play of the half. They go up 13-0. So, I mean, we played a really good first half. I think second half defensively we wore down a little bit. They started leaning on us. Big front. So we had some trouble stopping their wildcat or single wing package, and they just kept feeding it to that big number two. I think that was the difference in the game. You know, turnovers certainly didn't help us, down the stretch. We've been preaching to kids since offseason. With the kind of team we've got, a defensive-minded team, we cannot turn the ball over. We've got to be safe with that. And, you know, so four turnovers, you know, it's hard to beat any quality team doing
right.
that. And that's,
right.
that's the big thing we've got to improve upon this week.
I got you. Well, the biggest thing that leads to a competitive game is standout players.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to go ahead and start off by giving us a standout player on offense, if you want to call them star players, player of the week, whatever you want to do.
Sure, yeah. I would give that to Malachi Saunders. He sort of fed – we fed to him as far as a running back goes. He had a long touchdown run, another team in rushing. Our offensive line did a good job, admirable job, and they keep getting better. As they grow and mature, you know, hopefully halfway through season time, we get into region play, we'll be leaning on some people just like Charlton did on us.
That's right. That's right. Talking about that long touchdown play, man, it looked like he's pretty good at tag because I don't think he even got touched. So props to the offensive line there. A little shout out to them. What about defense, Coach?
Yeah, Clark Carter, sophomore, returning starter, inside linebacker, led the team in tackles. He had 6 tackles, and 3 assists, also a tackle for loss. So he had a big night for us. Clark's a very cognitive kid, very coachable, does what we ask him to do, and he put himself in a good position to make a lot of plays last Friday.
Oh, yeah. Big thing that stood out, once again, was the announcer. Every time we'd shout out whoever was tackling, it felt like Clark's name was always involved. So big game from him is always big. And then last but not least, special teams.
Yeah, this is a tough one. We've got a new kicker in Aiden Kratzer, and he did a fine job. He just missed a couple of PATs. First time he's ever kicked in a live football game. Did a great job on kickoffs. And actually, we hit an onside kick late in the game, which, is rare to do early in the season, first game. But, we were able to get that ball back. So he did a great job for a first-year kicker. But I'll have to give the player of the game, special teams-wise, to Mason Kicklighter. He had 2 punts early in the game, averaged about 44 yards between the two of those. And he got injured, and actually one of those punts came after his leg injury, kicking with that right leg. So, a lot of heart with those kids. Those Kicklighter twins, they play all out. So I was very proud of his effort punting the ball.
That's right. And with that, that'll go ahead and lead us into our first little spot. We wanted to let you guys remember this is the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with head coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Going a little bit more into detail with effort, especially late in the game, Coach, I know one of your guys' big plays ended up being a QB scramble, and I remember looking down the field and I saw one of your linemen.
Okay.
Full sprint, looked like he was running a 4-4, Coach, which is impressive for a lineman. That lineman was Kane Robertson. So what were some things that you guys saw in terms of effort late in the game that is very promising for the remainder of the season?
Yeah, well, you know, we played, you know, 48 minutes. I think the biggest improvement when you look at last year, this year, is probably the effort level we gave for the whole game, 48 minutes in the game, on both sides of the ball. The guys really, really let it hang and played as hard as they could. That play you're particularly talking about, the scrambled long run by Caden for a touchdown. Kane Robinson running down the field 20, 25 yards and making a huge block that sort of sprung that last, you know, 10 yards for a touchdown. It sort of exemplified the effort the kids played with, so I'm very proud of that.
I think it leads into the next thing, too, with just how your team responded to adversity.
Yeah.
Were there any specific moments or any specific players that you can think of where you saw them, instead of letting that body language show, just putting that head down, especially late in the game, where instead of that, they lifted up their teammates and continued to play hard? Were there any moments that stuck out to you in that regard?
Well, you know, it comes to me, the last play of the half, you know, we give up a 4th-and-11, you know, for a touchdown. We're in man coverage, and Peyton Perez, you know, busted his coverage and took his eyes off his man, so they were able to go up 13-0 right there before half. You know, he came off hanging his head at halftime, and the kids, you know, got in the locker room and rallied around him, and you know, came out and played pretty solid in the third quarter. You know, so he definitely made up for his mistake, and you know, it takes a whole team of players, you know, and that energy, positive energy around them to sort of come back from a big mistake like that, and so, you know, I would give credit to all those guys that are out there defensively with him in the third quarter.
I got you. And with that, we'll go ahead and move on to this week's opponent. For those who don't know, this Friday night we'll be at Savannah High Stadium. I can't remember if that's the exact name of it, but we'll be playing Windsor Forest.
Yep.
I know you guys have broken down probably countless hours of film on Windsor Forest, but what were some of their strengths that you've seen on film so far, Coach?
Well, you know, all the Savannah schools and Windsor Forest, you know, of course, beat us last year by one score here at home. Very athletic bunch of kids. They're a spread team. They're going to go 4 and 5 wide most of the night, so they like to throw it around. We've got a very athletic quarterback and receiving core. Defensively, same thing. You know, they've got guys that can run, and especially on the edge. So getting behind them is going to be a problem. You know, luckily for us, I think it's calling for a lot of rain, you know, Friday night up there. So it sort of plays in our hands. If we can run the football and take care of the ball and not turn it over, you know, we'll play sound defensively, do our job. You know, it's going to come down to discipline. You know, that's what I've been preaching to kids all week. You know, when you play a team like this, it's got a lot of athletes. It's going to be who's the most disciplined team. Mm-hmm. We've got to be in position to make plays, use our fundamentals and technique to make those plays. So that's what it's going to come down to: protecting football, running the ball, and then tackling well on defense.
That's right. I think the weather will lead into you guys' team pretty well, especially with the defense forcing, what is it now, five turnovers
five
on the
turnovers.
Year?
That's right.
Which is fantastic. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and go into our first commercial break. There'll be more to come on the Herons Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Ready, aggressive.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with Head Coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Aaron Beck. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Lou Saab, Kia of Brunswick. Okay. So, Coach, this game against Windsor Forest is the first official away game, not counting the scrimmage. How do you help the kids prepare for the differences at playing at home compared to playing at someone else's stadium?
Well, luckily, Aaron, you know, having a scrimmage like that, an away scrimmage, you know, first of the year, going over to Frederica, that really helps you lay the groundwork for preparation for a travel game. You know, the only difference is going to be it's you know, about a 2-hour trip instead of an hour trip over to the island. So, you know, really no big deal. Our kids know what to expect. We were able to get dressed here prior to the Frederica game, so there'll be a little bit more logistically building in time as far as getting there on time up to Savannah, having time to dress and tape prior to pregame warm-ups. But other than that, it's just a little bit further bus ride. Kids know what to expect. They're going to put their equipment on the trailer tomorrow morning during first block, and you know, we're going to feed them a little bit earlier during fourth block tomorrow and jump on the bus, try to be out of here about 3:30.
I got you. So it's just a casual business trip.
Yeah, that's it.
Going to lay some wood.
That's right.
With that, how has practice been so far this week to prepare for it? I know sometimes you can have some off weeks. Sometimes you can have some great weeks. Has there been any moments at practice this week that have stood out?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, the kids game, and I told them last week, going into that game, win, lose, or draw, the most important things will be how they come back from it, how they respond to that first game. And, you know, you're coming up short against Charlton. I know there's a lot of energy and a lot of positivity going into it. You're worried about a letdown. But I tell you, the kids came back on Sunday and Monday with a great attitude, same work ethic. So I told them Monday night, I said, the biggest day of the season for us was today. The way you approach practice, the way you approach preparation, work, you know, coming back like the game never happened. And they're trying to prepare for the next opponent. That's got to be the mentality. And it was, so was very proud of that. And we had a really good week of practice all in all. I think kids are holding each other accountable and holding themselves accountable. So, you know, we had a fantastic week of preparation. I hope it shows Friday night.
Right, right. One of my favorite sayings based off of that is the only time you truly lose from a situation is when you don't learn from it.
That's exactly
so
right.
If you always have takeaways you can take away from that situation, it's a positive situation.
No doubt.
So, speaking of this game, what type of game should we expect to result in a Brantley County win? You already touched on it with the weather and running the ball. Is there anything in particular that we can look forward to take advantage of the different situation, whether it's weather or winds or forces, strengths/weaknesses?
Yep. Yeah, like I said earlier, they run the ball about 2/3 of the time and run, you know, straight zone concept, you know, as far as a rushing game goes. So up front, we have to do a good job of getting off blocks and tackling, you know, pretty athletic quarterback, I mean, a running back, but also they run a little zone read and pull it and run the quarterback around the end. So our outside backers have to do a good job of staying square and tackling an athletic quarterback off the edge. You know, secondary-wise, our linebackers have to get involved in underneath throws. I'm sure they're going to look at Charlton. We gave up about 3 or 4 deep balls on the night, so they're going to try to throw it down the field. We've got to be in position in our zone coverage with our eyes where they're supposed to be and make plays on the ball. They also love the screen game. There are a lot of, you know, quick screens, stop screens, tunnel screens, slip screens. So, you know, we kind of take advantage of that. I think we've got to be aggressive at the cornerback spot, you know, really, really break on the ball. I think there'll probably be some tip balls, especially if it's raining. You know, they'll have to go through their hands. So we need to take advantage of opportunities to intercept the football and create some turnovers to give the offense some new life.
Sounds like, to a typical Georgia fan, sounds like they might have Mike Bobo back there as their offensive coordinator with all those screens.
Well, you know, they do what they can do, and their strength are their skill guys. So they try to get out there in space to their athletes and let those guys make plays. So, you know, part of that, when they do catch the ball, we've got to be in position to make tackles in open space, and we've worked a lot of that this week. A couple of mornings this week, we've worked tackle circuit and different types of tackling, vice tackling, 2-on-1. So hopefully we'll get our hips square and be in position and fit up and run our feet.
I got you. We'll be right back to the Heron Coaches Show with Head Coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Touchdown Fridays are all about big plays, and at Marshland Credit Union, we're here to help you make yours. Cash for your first car or a loan for your forever home, we've got the game plan. Proud to back our hometown teams because winning is better when we all do it together. Marshland Credit Union, local roots, big wins.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics. And just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Brantley County Hearing Coaches Show with Head Coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Aaron Beck. This segment is brought to you by the Cunningham Jewelers and by Marshland Credit Union. Coach, one thing I've noticed, especially looking at the starting lineups for both offense, defense, and special teams, is I see a lot of things that are things other than seniors. I see freshmen a lot. I see sophomores a ton. And I see it laden with juniors. Can you talk about the youth of your team this year?
Well, you know, defensively, like I said before, we're sort of a defensive-loaded team. We've got 8 seniors that start on the defensive side of the ball, or, you know, we're a part-time starter last year, so a lot of experience on the defensive side of the ball. You should be a little bit more strong on that side. Offensively, we have 3 senior starters, including the quarterback, tight end, and one of our receivers. So, you know, we're very young on the offensive side of the ball. The O-line, we were young last year. We had a freshman and 2 sophomores starting last year, along with 2 seniors. Now we have 4 juniors and a sophomore. So, you know, we're still a little green on the offensive line. You know, 3 of those guys have 1 year of playing experience under their belt, and 2 of them are first-year varsity players. So, you know, that old line is going to grow as the season goes along. The skill players around them are going to continue to get better. But, you know, it's like you said, there's no replacing experience. You know, at times that shows. But, you know, the more you play the game and the more reps you get, live color reps, you know, the better those guys are going to get. So, we're being patient, and, you know, like I said earlier, we just got to take care of the football and not turn it over. That's the big key to us having success.
I got you. This is the Brantley County Hearings Coaches Show with Coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So real quick, Coach, I think we'll try and get some closing thoughts. I know it was our first home game last week. So if you wanted to go ahead and give a shout-out, things that you enjoyed from our fans, things that they can do this week to help make an influence on the game.
Hey, I'll tell you, you know, last week was one of the biggest crowds I've seen since we've been here. You know, there was a ton of people. I think it was a sellout on the home side. Concession stands made good money. You know, the gate was good. The energy was really good in the stands. So, you know, just more of the same. You know, traveling, you know, to a place like Savannah, 2 hours up the road, may not be your idea of the best Friday night, especially in the rain. But if you're free and you know, you're a Heron fan, I hope you'll make it out. The more noise you can make, you know, our kids feed off of that. And I know the band's going to be there making as much noise as they can. So and the cheerleaders as well. All you are very appreciated, and you know, hopefully you'll make the trip up the road up 95 for us.
Did want to give a quick shout out to the student section of the last game. Was fantastic, man.
Candy Bay Crazies always bring the energy, and you know, I was worried about that because we had such a, you know, good senior class last year, big senior class, and they showed out every week. But these guys came back this year and really picked up the slack and made a lot of noise. So.
That's right. That's right. And in terms of weather, I know if you go to pretty much any Brantley County store for apparel, they sell Brantley County umbrellas, Coach.
That's right. That's right.
If not, we got some ponchos somewhere. So
Savannah High Stadium, they let you bring umbrellas in, so don't be scared of that rain.
That's right. And then all this could not happen, Coach, without your sponsors.
Yep.
I know they feed you guys regularly.
Yep.
They got you guys a new equipment trailer this year for these away games. Is there any sponsors you wanted to shout out?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about our new sponsors this year, sort of coming in the fold. Bennett Auto of Kingsland, Trail Ridge, Vet Services, and 800 Nutrition, Mobile Concrete, First Baptist Church of Blackshear, Deja Brew Cafe and Coffee, Heritage Pro Coating, and Fry Funeral Home. You know, all did a great job and you know, bought fence signs and sponsorships. So we couldn't do it without them. Another one up here up the road in Blackshear is Steel and Metal Systems, Roll Up Door Incorporated, new to our family. So we appreciate all those that donate and sponsor our team and give our kids the best experience they can have.
All righty, Coach. I appreciate having you. Once again, thank you guys for joining us on the Brantley County Hearings Coaches Show with Coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Aaron Beck, signing off.
Thanks, Aaron.